What does it mean to love? Is love easy? And why is love important? All these questions are important because we have misused and misunderstood love in this world. Sometimes we run into the danger of equating love with like. I love pizza. I love hamburger. I love this. I love that. No. We like pizza, we like hamburger, we like these things. Like is not equal to love, because like is based on emotional or sentimental value, while love is something deeper. My brothers and sisters, it's important that we realize what love is, because love has lost its value and its sacrifice, because it simply become a free choice and a nice word to be used, yet no one understands what it means to be loved. If we do not understand what it means to love, then why should we choose to sacrifice and have responsibilities when it's simply something that's supposed to make me feel good or nice or to serve maximize our personal happiness? Ironically, love in this modern world has made us loveless. We are so now scared to love because we don't know what it means. Therefore, it's easy for us to only use one another and label it as love. And at the end of the day, when we're done using one another, then we just move on. Love had no more significant value and no more desire to sacrifice for something greater. In order to express to you what love means, I'm going to share with you my personal experience. When I found out on the internet that the Holy Stairs, which the 28 steps that led to the Praetorium of Pontius Pilate, was uncovered for the first time in 300 years, I bought a ticket after Easter. And after I was done with the Easter Mass, I flew over to Rome to walk the Holy Stairs. I thought it was going to be easy peasy, but no, it's what not. So 28 steps, and you have to walk using your knees, nothing else. And I went in there with my cleric and with a backpack in the back. And the first two or three steps, I said, oh, I can make it. But there were 30 people close to me, okay? And then after the seventh step, I said, Lord Jesus, I'm dying here. I'm going to have a heart attack. Or I am telling myself, Lord, please don't make me look like an idiot, fall back and then roll everybody behind me. Because the whole room was packed with people trying to walk the stairs on their knees. And of course, throughout hundreds of years, people walk those stairs on their knees that they have deep indent in them, right? So there were curvy stuff. They were not just some simple flat staircase to walk with. So there were deep indent, and so every time you go up higher and higher, the feeling and the fear of losing control, losing balance is more and more. And by the 17 steps or so, I said, Lord, I just want to survive. I just don't want to die here, you know? Almost had a heart attack because it was so hot. But as I walked toward that stair, and at the end of the staircase was an image of Jesus on the cross. And I gazed my eyes upon that image. And I said, Lord, help me. Help me to endure these pains, just like you endured the pain on the cross for the love of me. My brothers and sisters, the Holy Stairs teach us that love isn't easy. It's painful at times. And sometimes it's so easy for us to give up. The first few steps, the honeymoon period, the puppy love period, whatever, gonna be easy. But then, as we get longer and longer into a relationship, longer and longer into love, that's when we want to give up. That's when we run out of things to give. That's when we just said, I cannot do it anymore. And at times, all we can do is put one foot ahead of the other and said, Lord Jesus, help me. Help me to love you and love those around me just as you have loved us. Love is not easy. It is very painful at times. And love will require us to choose to endure the hurts, just like Jesus Christ, because it is worth it. Especially even if the people we love will hurt or reject us. Jesus knows what it means to be rejected by love. He knows it on the cross. Yet, he still chose to die and to love us in spite of our rejection of him. Today, the Lord Jesus, in the full gospel reading, asked St. Peter 3 times if he loves him. Each time, St. Peter said, Lord, you know I love you. Why did Jesus ask him 3 times? Because Peter denied Jesus 3 times. Instead of judging St. Peter and said, you're not worthy of my love anymore, what did Jesus do? Jesus looked at St. Peter compassionately and said, do you love me, Peter? How wonderful of a Savior we have when he already knows that we have failed to love, yet instead of condemning us and say, get away from my sight, he simply asks us, do you love me? Do you love me more than these? Do you love me enough to give yourself totally to me? Shepherds, we are called to love in order to shepherd for the sheep and to love one another, to give our lives to one another. My brothers and sisters, perhaps you remember what I have shared with you in the past. Before my ordination to the priesthood, I've gone through a very big trial in my own life, and I was this close to not being ordained a priest. I asked the Lord Jesus many times, not one time, many times, are you sure? Because I'm not sure. I cannot take this anymore. And I wanted an answer. I wanted a real answer. I want Jesus to fix my problem. I want the pain to go away. I want things to be right again. But when I came to prayers at times that I couldn't pray anymore, at times that it was so hurtful that all I could do was to cry, I came to him and I asked you, where are you? What are you doing right now? Are you sleeping or have you abandoned me? Tell me something. And the only answer that I ever received from Jesus was this. Koi, I love you. Is that not enough? I love you. Is that not enough? Not the answer I wanted to hear. Not the answer that any of us want to hear. But it's the answer that's real. Jesus loves us. Is that not enough? He loves us in the good times and in the storms, in the blessings and in the challenges. Is that not enough? And oftentimes, especially at times when things don't make sense, all we can do is say, Lord, I don't know what's going on. But we can answer like St. Peter today, Lord, I have failed. I have denied you. I have ran away. I have been cowardice. I have doubted. I have locked myself in despair. I have this or that. But Lord, you know that I love you. You know that I love you. help my unbelief. My brothers and sisters, love is not just something based on emotional or sentimental attachment. It's a willingness and personal choice to abide by God, even at times when we are weak. It involves reconciliation and trust, receiving His merciful forgiveness and personal commitment to amend and change our lives. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, let me ask you, for you, don't look at anybody else, for you, what does it take to love? For you, what does it take to love? Go home, pray, and think about that tonight. What does it take to love? Oftentimes, it takes our everything, because love isn't easy. It will require much humility and giving up ourselves, especially when things get tough, when life gets challenging, when people hurt us. It's important to know what does it take to love, because without true love, we will lose what it means to be humans, our humanity and its essential values, like courage, like fortitude, like prudence, like wisdom. All the values that God has given us. Without true love, we are just products and pieces of the game. The game that requires and only one manipulation and only one power. My brothers and sisters, only with love can we recognize the presence of God in one another, because we are made in His image and His likeness. We are therefore called to love because God is love. In the midst of a very busy culture where many young families don't even have time to truly spend time with one another, especially time around the hearth, time around the dining table, or time at home, because those places are no longer a gathering place, but they're busy elsewhere. Because we're living in a culture where we don't know what it means to communicate with one another, except sometime through 140-word tweets or social media posts. Where nursing homes have now become places of refuge for the elderly because they no longer receive real cares at home among their family. What used to be extraordinary means of care, of specialized care, is now common and ordinary way and places for us to push away our elderly. In a world where we are simply identified with success, with power, with achievement, when we have more and more psychologists and sociologists identifying more disordered and help us to become more politically correct, but none of them help us to direct the struggle deep from within, the struggle of loneliness, of feeling where we belong and what it means to love. In a utility-based and objectified world, you and I are called and are there to love and willingly love in both words and actions, just like Jesus did. Jesus loved you. Is that enough? What will your answer be to Him when he asks you that question? Perhaps you might have a better answer than me. Many times in my own life, the only answer I can ever give to him, "Lord, you know that I love you."